today, the stamp was you had to pay an extra $200 if you wanted to put a suppressor on your firearm. Plus, you had to, you know, apply for everything with the tax stamp, extra couple of $100.
On top of that, there was a wait list. You had to do passport photo, fingerprints, and about a year, 2 years ago, it was taking 9 months to 16 months to actually get your approval back to be able to take possession of your suppressor. It's down to like 2 days now, but once that tax stamp is waived, that wait list is probably going to jump back up into close to a year, if not more.
Well, I do believe you can buy and own anything, but you just don't, if it gets attached to a weapon, that's where that all comes in.
I don't need no suppressor. I want people to hear this thing. I fire off. Whoever I don't hit, I'm pretty sure it's going to end up running like hell. That's what I want. I want the noise, man. And as for mangling somebody up, even a slug, man, you hit somebody with a slug, you're going to tear them up. It doesn't matter what's in the shell. Rock salt, BBs, birdshot, slug. You hit them with any of that, you're going to tear them up. I got a mine, if I remember right, because I ain't fired it in years, but I know the first two shots are slugs. I believe my first two shells in line ready to go are slugs. And then the rest of it is bird shot.
Mine used to be first round rock salt, second round was a beanbag, and the next three were double dot buck. That was quite a while back. I transitioned over to a couple more suitable calibers for home defense with some special rounds that are a little more suited for it, too.
I just keep an eye under the pillow, and hopefully nothing, I don't have to use it.
I always hope for the best and prepare for the worst. You know, being a law enforcement, unfortunately, gives you a little bit more of a negative outlook on society sometimes.
Hey, copy that. Well, you got to be prepared. It's, you know, I have to be prepared.
Well, I'm not looking to kill. If it happens, it happens. You know, but if I have to use it, you know, I want to disable whoever the hell is coming at me with what. You know, I mean, I'm not looking to kill, but then again, you know, if I just yank it out and aim and fire, whatever the hell it hits, it hits. Part of the body it hits, it hits. I can't control that. But I don't need no suppressor. But I'd like to know, now that we're talking about guns, if anybody's out here smart about guns. Because I've been wondering this since I was a kid almost. What does a choke do?
On a shotgun?